Okay, this is the final. Definitely the final in our thing here. I was just trying telling people who may not remember, the Book Courier was probably the precursor to what we now see as like things like the Victor Stream.
And Book Sense.
The Book Sense. Isn't there another one? Or are those the two main ones?
There's still the Bookport's still around. Bookport Plus.
Is it still around?
Yeah, I think so. But I think it's different.
Yeah. It's still around though.
And it uses a double talk.
Yeah, this one does.
Which is how this particular rabbit hole started, anyway.
Yeah, we both kind of grew up with the double talk as our synthesizer of choice, which wasn't... I mean, a lot of people have sort of fondness looking back for things like Eloquence and stuff like that, but for both of us, it was the double talk.
Yeah, so that's how that all started.
Because it was really responsive and everything. I had double talk on all my on my Linux computer, my Windows computer. I didn't switch from double talk until like my Mac in 2006. But...
Anyway, that's that.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, it wasn't really long after this, after the Book Courier, that we both got iPods.
Yep.
And, I don't know, it's neat to look back. It's interesting. It's anyway. Weird to remember how to, like, I don't remember how to use the thing.
We're going
to
run out of time.
Yeah. All right, so hope you enjoyed this, and you can respond on Twitter or whatever. But that was our brief demo of the Book Courier.